I am so grateful for all the lessons I've learned through Christian Science, especially through the lessons taught here at Plainfield. I am so grateful for every claim and what has led me to overcome them, because from each one I learned a special lesson. But there's a common lesson for all of them, and that is that I must obey the instructions that come from my prayers and not doubt, question, or try to reason them out humanly. I have been very guilty of this, for a long time, but now I see others doing the same, that when we pray and we are led to certain articles or are awakened by specific angel messages to a particular book where something out of it pops out at you, we are to obey them. Often, though, we don't, but rather keep looking for something else, or we think there's some magical something that needs to happen to heal what we are dealing with. So the focus shifts from obeying the truth that has come, a particular angel message that we are given, and rather turns our focus on the problem. Therefore, the fears and doubts continue. Mrs. Eddy in the Blue Book gives this, which is so beautiful. She says that his ways, this is from page 93 of the Blue Book, she says, his ways are not made known until he tries our obedience, and then he will reward it. Be of good cheer. It is love unquenchable, love that loves you better than you can love yourself, love that cares for you every moment and will not leave you comfortless, love that says, none shall be able to pluck them out of my hands. So let's remember to obey and work with the truths that we are given or led to, so that we can stand ready for our blessings. I'm so grateful to be here tonight to hear the wonderful testimonies, the music, and just grateful for Mrs. Eddy, all that she went through to give the world what frees us. Happy to be here tonight.